Good morning.
It's a nice summer morning. We're not talking about 95 degrees and heat index and any of that stuff, but we will be talking about school board meeting, and you've got a very busy one tonight. And I think the hiring, we know that was coming down the road as school's going to get open here in just a couple of weeks. And the last time we spoke to you as well, we were talking about the lunch policy issue and how that was going to work itself out. Well, here we are a month later. Talk about what we've seen and what we're going to present tonight.
So you're absolutely right, Mike. We've been talking about this lunch policy. And just as a recap, the federal government had all public schools pass a policy before July 1st that, in essence, we wouldn't charge the federal government for the lunches that people didn't pay for. And so in doing that, we put our policy in print, and some constituents brought to our attention the fact that we were giving to those children who, after three charges, on the fourth charge, what we called an alternative meal, which consisted of a sandwich, milk, and fruit. And they brought to our attention that there's kind of a national theme of that being shaming. And I had talked with numerous people, and, you know, we had worked with our food service people and felt like we were handling that in a very professional manner. However, in reevaluating the policy, they did come to the board meeting and talked with me at length prior to the last board meeting. I had the opportunity to meet with them, and as you know, we have wonderful people in this community that really care about everyone. This evening, the board will see a policy that takes away that alternative meal. So a person or a child who goes through our lunch line and charges their meal can have what we consider, or what used to be called, the normal lunch. And so they are always welcome to that lunch. And then we've put in our guidelines a process to work with our parents or their family unit to try to recoup the dollars that they, in fact, may not have put into their lunch account. So we feel that we've tried to tighten up our processes in working with the family unit and involving all of our professionals, our principals, and our social workers to, you know, try to determine if there's a problem in the family unit that they can use the free and reduced lunch program, or something else that we can try to provide a resource that could be helpful to them.
And so what it sounds like, it sounds like the kid is taken out of the equation, which I think is what most people wanted to happen.
Yes, that is correct. The child won't feel that at all. We'll be working with the family unit. And so we think that's a much better approach, and we're going to work through it and see how things go this year. And then, as always, we'll reevaluate all our policies and take a look at where we're at the end of the school year.
So this policy then, okay, will be that will last the entire 180 days of school, and then will be up for review, if necessary, in the summertime of next year.
Right, and hopefully hopefully it has worked out well, and people find a way to pay for their child's lunches, and then we don't have a big balance in our negative balances, and we're in good shape. So that's what we're planning, that's what we're working toward, and again, it takes the child completely out of the equation, and they can have that lunch that everyone else has, so to speak.
And meantime, Dr. DeMuth, it'll be monitored on a regular basis.
Oh, it's going to be monitored actually weekly, our negative balances, and working with parents. So we do have social workers and other folks who will be working with the family units. And once they drop below a certain threshold, we'll be working diligently with them.
And we know the community can also get involved if they'd like to contribute to this fund. If you go to the mccse.edu page, it's really easy to find how you can help out so this doesn't become a problem here in our community.
Yes, and people can donate. We've worked with our software vendor and really worked toward people being able to donate online when they pay their own child's lunch. There's an opportunity for them to round up or to donate. So we've been working diligently with the vendor to make that modification, and so that gives people another opportunity if they'd like to donate for others.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation. And we've got the first day of classes scheduled in. The first 2 days of that week, our Teacher Training Institute. What is different or special about those 2 days, Dr. DeMuth?
So this year, on our new our Teacher Day, when our teachers return to us, we'll actually be taking them to Ivy Tech. And it's a great opportunity because a lot of our teachers haven't been on the Ivy Tech campus, but Jenny Vaughn has been very gracious in allowing us to use that big open area, stage area. And we have a presenter who we actually used last year as we continue our quest for ensuring that everyone has a solid foundation in diversity and working with many different types of children. And he will lead us through an in-service. Each teacher group will be with us about a half a day, and then they'll return to their building and work with their principals and in their classrooms. So we're looking forward to really two things, working through our diversity and continuing that process, but then also giving a lot of our teachers an opportunity to look at Ivy Tech, because Ivy Tech just brings so much to our community. And it's really great for our teachers to see where their kids actually go. Many of them are very familiar with Indiana University, but many of our students also go to Ivy Tech, so we're very excited about this.
Well, and you have a great dual credit program, too, for the students in the MCCSC to earn college credit while they're going to high school.
Yes, absolutely. And again, a lot of our children get that dual credit, and Ivy Tech's been of great help to us. And so between Indiana University and Ivy Tech, our teachers really should be able to see the kinds of opportunities kids have. And if you haven't been on the new Ivy Tech campus, it's truly amazing. So we're looking forward to it.
One of the other things with the startup of the school, an issue from last year, has to do with school buses. And where are we on that? Because there's a privatization involved.
Yes. So we've always had subcontractors, but when we went out for bid, a larger fleet actually won the bid. And so we are working with a company called Exilio. So they'll provide some of our services. And then we also in-house have our own services. So we're both hiring, and as you know, it's difficult to find quality folks for our buses, and we're both doing that with due diligence. And we know that when school comes, the first day, our students will be bused, and we're looking forward to that and feel very confident that we'll be able to achieve that.
Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning. She's the superintendent of the MCCSC, and obviously, as Keith mentioned, we are, what, 2 weeks from tomorrow before school starts?
It's hard to believe.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
It's hard to believe.
don't blink. And one of the funnies we've had running here for the last month or so is, who did we talk to last week? Dr. Mobley?
Right.
Well, she's had to replace herself. Has she replaced everybody else to go along with her to get everybody? Are all the buildings going to be full on opening day?
Yes. You know what? We are very fortunate. When I think about last April and May and June and how, you know, a lot of our administrators retired, you know, one rule in my office was nobody's retiring until we pass this referendum. And so then my business manager, Mr. Tim Thrasher, kept saying, so if we don't pass it and then we have to wait another year for the next one, do we still have to be here? I said, yes, you have to be here. Nobody's retiring. So we were very fortunate that this community supported that referendum. And the next day, it was kind of the joke. They were lined up at my office saying, okay, we are out of here.
Sign the papers.
I can't say enough about all of them holding in here until we pass that referendum. And then they did move on to their retirement, and I hope they're all happy. But that left, obviously, a large void in the central office administrative center. And so, actually, when I meet with my team now, I ask them to wear their name tags and bring their job descriptions because I have to make sure of who now is meeting with me. But long story short, we have replaced all of our positions with great people, just very enthusiastic, really have a love for our students in this community, and so we're very excited about that. This evening, the board will hear recommendations for two new principals at the elementary and a principal at our graduation school and then our Bloomington High School North principal. So we've been able to really work diligently, and Dr. Mobley has had trial by fire. She's worked very hard, and we are very fortunate to have the quality candidates that will be recommended this evening.
So after tonight, we'll be at full strength administratively and also teacher-wise?
Yes, we will be full strength administratively. We have a couple more teachers. We're looking at class sizes, and that really goes down the wire. And then we'll have some folks who are basically non-licensed paraprofessionals and aides that we still have to get. But in terms of licensed personnel, we are in great shape. And I really am very proud of this team for pulling this together because I never thought we'd be here by this date. But we've worked hard over the summer, and we're ready to go.
And this is more of the exception than the rule because of all the administrative people that retired. This isn't going to happen on an annual basis.
No, not at all. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
You know, we had a long longevity. You know, Mrs. Chambers had been here for, you know, 30-plus years, Mr. Thrasher 30-plus years. Mrs. Bergeson had been here 12 or 15 years, and then I had never replaced our director of elementary education. And so the bottom line is, all of them were ready. They were tired and looking toward retirement. And so hopefully that won't happen ever again. And I just can't say how fortunate I was to work with those folks and how fortunate I am to work with these new folks, because they're just very enthusiastic for the positions they hold.
Dr. DeMuth, before we let you go, you wanted to mention something about e-learning.
Yes. I want to thank Mr. Tim Pritchett. As you know, he works with all of our technology, but he partnered with Rich and Bean Blossom, Indiana University, Ivy Tech, and came in and did an e-learning summit that really the state of Indiana supports, and they can't say enough about the work he's done. But we had about 150 of our employees, employees from Indiana University, employees from RBB, and then Ivy Tech, who joined us to learn more about integrating technology in the classroom. And so he worked very diligently on that along with his staff, and I want to thank him because he did a great job.
All right, Dr. DeMuth, meeting time tonight is?
6 p.m. Anyone who'd like to attend will be here at 6 p.m. Look forward to your attendance.